I don't know what you was talking about, Max. All right,
let's get started.
Okay, so...
Car, tell us the story.
Okay, so Jesse and I and our friend Cassandra went to St. Louis yesterday and today.
Sorry.
So we could see our friend Jessica Barton. Well,
Bush is always in the podcast.
Whatever. So we are driving up there, and we haven't even met Jessica. Like we're on our way
ever.
To
ever never ever have we met her.
I don't know who she is.
Just no, not a clue. We haven't even seen her. Like we haven't even actually done anything in St. Louis, but like get there. And we pull off the highway, we go on the exit ramp.
Arnold exit?
Yeah, at the Arnold exit, and we have to like stop suddenly because there's this big commotion in the road.
So much commotion.
There's so much commotion, and I see this guy, he's running around.
He's just stomping.
And then I see he's got a dog, and I think, oh my god, somebody hit that dog, and it's trying to run away, and whatever, they're helping it. No, that's not the case. He was grabbing his dog because his dog was running off because... For whatever reason,
he threw it out of the
car, like broken down in the road, like diagonally in the in the lane, and he was like totally messed out. He wasn't wearing any shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes.
And he was just running, and he was like yelling at the dog, and he was like, "You sit." And he had all this shit out of the car on the side of the road, like there was a big screen TV. And all this like shit, and then this chick was sitting on the side next to the
So this
guard
was a
rail.
Homeless man.
Yeah, well, this
is
awesome.
They were at a, they had a car. Like, had a car.
Yeah, they had a nice
well,
car.
Well, that doesn't mean it was a home.
But they were moving onto the street.
I don't know what their living situation was, but at this time they had a car.
I wonder if the TV plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Oh, that might have.
Maybe.
But then
maybe
there's this chick.
Smith had just thought he was still cool. You know, he was like, he's going to have a Steve Weiser stuff a mud hole in the dog and walk it dry.
The best part's coming up. He's pissed.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
He's so pissed off stopping off because his girlfriend or whatever she is hops into another car with a person
she
and
was
just it drives
sitting
off
on the
right?
road crying when we pulled up. She was sitting on the like next to the guardrail, just like crying. And all the shit is all over the highway. They're the only car there.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the hell happened.
Everyone's staring, they're like, what the fuck's going on? He's pissed off, stopping around, getting his dog. The girl gets in a car and takes off, and he tries to pick up this big bag. Now, mind you, he doesn't have any shoes on. He picks up this big bag, and it just breaks. And all of his shoes come off.
That's why he didn't have his shoes on. He packed them all.
And that's why he was so pissed off. He accidentally packed up all of his shoes. And then he didn't have any for his feet.
He could have been like,
it all makes
hardest.
Sense now.
Like if the car had a hole in the floorboard and his shoes fell out. And he was like, I'm going to get this bag and get a pair of shoes out. And then they all fell out.
Maybe it's like that guy's car in Wrist Cutters where, like, underneath the seat is just in a never-ending abyss. All of his shoes fell down there.
Oh, that's
that
great.
Poor dog was trying to run away.
I mean, I would run away from that
owner,
shoe bag, too.
The dog was like, I'm so embarrassed. Because he was like, literally had this, like, big oversized white t-shirt on. And he was just like... not even caring that there are other cars just like going around him, and I was stuck right behind him because there was cars coming by my right, so I couldn't go around. I'm like just sitting there staring at him, like we're just looking at him, like oh shit.
Aren't you kind of happy you're stuck though?
We wish we got it on camera.
Well, we thought about that afterwards.
I wish you got it on camera too.
No, yeah, that's beautiful.
We did think about it afterwards. We're like, we should have gotten that on camera, but it was so weird
in the moment.
In the moment we were just like, what the fuck is going on? What are we looking at?
Missouri is a wonderful place to live.
It is magical.
It is. It's
a gentleman. And on that Jefferson County sounding meth-addled note, welcome to Spitball Podcast episode 71. This week we have...
Car.
Jesse.
Mary.
Derek.
JD.
Robert.
Mike. Still with the Robert.
Robert.
Had a whole long conversation about that the other night at the bar, too. It was hilarious.
And I'm Johnny. This week we have Nasira Yezza.
Hi.
Playing on her phone still. Yep, there we go.
Can't put it away. Can't put it away.
But you got yelled at a lot in school.
Yep.
Okay.
How did you ever have a phone, though? Because you're like the phone
You listen
apocalypse.
Here. One time, I did accidentally forget my phone on the trunk of my car, and I drove on the highway. But I found all pieces.
It's a cell phone, not just Humpty Dumpty.
It was just an iPhone puzzle. Some assembly required.
It's a work in progress.
Shoes like that. They've never even walked in. Anybody want
them? Nothing.
You need never shoes. Never
need shoes. It's an old bag full or used to have.
It made me like look over at your shoes and be like, why aren't those brand spanking new?
Because I kick the bottom of shit.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't really kick it. He just runs into things.
I tend to not pay attention.
Think about the benefits, though. Like, when's the last time JD stubbed his toe?
No.
He wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure I broke my foot one time.
Really?
But when
pretty
I told
sure.
my paramedic buddy, he told me, does it hurt? And I just said, fuck you, and then
walked. That guy's awesome. I want to high five him.
Boy. So we all got together last night for our friend Matt Davis's 31st birthday.
Don't talk about this.
Boy. Oh, we got shit showy.
You know, I was saying before we started, like, you know, it started off, everybody's having a great time, saying hi to everybody else, you know, high five and everybody's happy, and then it went from that to let's all do shots. And
it got there quick.
Pretty much, I think everybody we know woke up in a bathtub today.
Did you have the bush boxes on top of you?
No, I didn't.
That's the true sign of a drunken night.
Yeah, Heb was in rare form. Heb came down for it, and I shouldn't say rare form. He was in usual form.
It was amazing.
Fantastic. It's not that rare anymore.
The best part of my night was walking in and seeing a ceiling tile hanging.
Yes.
And I look at Candace and I go, Candace, that was Heb, wasn't it? And she just laughed.
And it was Heb. It absolutely was Heb. For whatever reason, I wasn't close enough to figure out what the reasoning was, but he was trying to high-five the ceiling.
I asked him nicely.
You asked him to high-five the ceiling.
So it's your fault.
Yeah. Good. And I got a pretty sick bruise on my hand now from high-fiving him too much.
Aww.
Nasira learned the elbow trick last night.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it was like
that,
childlike
yeah.
wonder just stroll across her face.
She was like, I want to high five everything.
It hurts to drive.
Her first high five is bruise. Now you're growing up so fast.
I know. It hurts so bad.
Welcome to being an adult. See, I got lucky. I didn't high five anyone. I got a lot of hugs and kisses from people who were so sorry about something.
And you got sobbed on.
All right, man.
You were the designated post.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no less than 3 people crying in my presence.
Was it me?
Time.
Did I
Not
cry?
You.
I mean, I was really sad that I missed all of this until the sad crying part, and then I'm okay with it again.
He's like, oh, never
mind. Yeah, never mind. I'm glad I went to that Blues game last night.
Oh, yeah. Like, everything was great for a while. Your crotch is just completely blown out, dude.
I know.
Like, I'm staring at your dick right now. I looked over to try to talk to you, and then your dick was looking at me, and I got...
And you're so welcome. All night long.
Look at my dick.
Look over there now.
You did it again.
I did.
God damn it. Use the thumb trick. It's fine.
You don't need a thumb. You need like a pinky, like half a pinky. Yeah, like, that's all you do.
Hold up a magic stick.
The cashew Jew over here.
Cashew Jew. That seems like it's pretty racist. I'm not sure, but I just feel like that's probably racist.
Are cashews kosher?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm going to go with yes because they don't have to be prepared a certain way.
They're not.
I mean, I don't know if a rabbi has to blush a cashew.
Blush it?
Fuck
blush
it. I'm on my second beer. I got oops drunk last week.
Yeah, you did.
Oops drunk this week.
I've been at the brewery since 2 o'clock.
Well, I figured, hey, last week I got real drunk and I only brought a 6-pack and 2 of the beers, so this week I'll bring a 6-pack and a 30-pack.
Hey, that's a plan.
Drunk logic.
Hey, you're the one who took my fucking... bottle opener. I was looking for that a minute ago.
What's it get?
It was on the table.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was looking for it.
I found very interesting last night. There was a fight that broke out.
Yeah, really? Big fight, actually.
Big fight, blood everywhere, girls crying.
Oh, yeah, we didn't make statements.
Instead of all of us being like, oh my god, what happened? Everybody was like, hey, there's our cop buddy.
Yeah.
And just like trying to hug the guy as he's like writing up
on
the
duty
incident report.
Yeah,
which is fantastic.
Might have embarrassed him a little bit.
So I thought it was great because he came over and was like giving people hugs, and Matt actually was joking about driving home drunk, and I was like, Matt, you should stop that. Like, he's on duty.
Yeah, at one point, Nasir and I were outside drinking in our car, and there's just cops, and we're like, oh, we're okay. That's cool.
We're not going to get out of the car at any point.
No. It's like she's got the keys in the ignition, the stereo's on, she's drinking. Like, yeah.
No, when I
definitely not getting out of the car for any time soon.
Brian took Heb home, I want to say like 12, 15, sounds about right. Apparently.
Oh, Ryan, your brother.
Yeah, my brother.
Ah!
Yeah, I still thought we were talking about cops. Yeah.
Yeah, that should probably be clarified. So, in my drunk, idiotic mind, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go get more beers before I go home. So I went to Rhodes for some idiotic reason and basically crawled in there. And Heather was working. She was like, what's up, dude? And I went, drunk? And she went, I can see that. I went, more beer. She rang up. So I go home, and I open the door, and I'm like, sup? And I flip on the light, and Heb is like, kind of half on the couch in my living room, just sprawled out, and he just raises his middle finger like this and goes, light. He rolls over, facing the other way, goes back to sleep, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to drink this 12-pack myself. You suck. So I go out on the patio, and I smoked a cigarette and drank a beer, and went, fuck this, I am going to bed. So I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning about 9:45. Heb is already awake watching wrestling.
Yes!
And I just kind of stood there and I stared at him for a second. I went, I smoked all of cigarette last night. I smoked an entire pack of cigarettes in 8 hours. And he goes, cool. Let's go smoke.
To be honest, maybe it wasn't our best plan to get to the bar at 6 p.m. and shut it down.
And I even used the cheat code, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was a good idea.
What's this cheat code?
The yeast and yogurt.
But they had chocolate pudding.
I just poured a bunch of yeast in my beer.
Okay.
And then slammed it. I just wasn't feeling like having pudding.
Did that work?
To an extent. I mean,
I still think it's less, like,
I had five-ish,
with the yogurt,
I had five-ish pitchers. I was trying to take it kind of easy because I knew I was going to be hanging out with someone after.
That's why I don't do the yeast thing. I want to get really fucked. I don't want anything. I don't want that second liver, you know, ruining it. I want to get trashed.
See, Derek, every time he gets drunk, his goal is to need the puke bucket.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to be just a mess the next day.
So, Heb.
Yeah. But to his credit, Heb did not vomit in the urinal. He didn't pass out underneath a pool table.
He only barely got bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
Yeah, which I decided that not only is that a thing, it's also a dance now. Like a dance move. The bobblehead.
Oh shit! That's
we're gonna
good.
Write a hit song that based really on the bobblehead. Dougie, your fucking days are numbered.
Dude, merchandise.
Merchandise.
Everybody bobblehead.
What was Dougie like 3 years ago?
I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, I'm not relevant.
It is definitely the Bernie because JD falls out of his wheelchair every time he does it.
Fuck you guys.
Wait, who's counting?
Wait, what?
The Crip jokes.
That's two.
Thank you.
I mean, I've said at least three.
Yeah, there's been way more than
two. Since we started recording.
Going with two.
I'm going with, I made one about not walking in my shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That was actually number one.
And then I talked about he doesn't kick anything. And then he said something about stubbing his toe.
Yeah.
And then he said he broke his foot and his paramedic friend. Yeah.
God, we stopped calling you cripple, start calling you a punching bag.
I know, I'm kind of like the scapegoat.
It's got to be somebody. It was Johnny last week.
Yeah.
It was Mike when wearing all that spitting in the mouth shit.
That's true.
That is true.
And it will continue forever.
No less than three times today watching Family Guy was there a spit in the mouth joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is Mike not watching this with us right now?
Oh, shit. I love it.
Was it you, Mike, that posted the picture on our group messenger?
Chris. Apparently, Chris was with Lily last week. And where'd you see that? Like on Chive or something?
I don't remember where I saw it, but I randomly saw it.
To her and she goes, oh my god, you've got to send that to Mike. So he texts it to me, and my response is, well, yeah.
it's a picture of the Prince.
Sleeping Beauty laying down and Prince Charming over the top of her, ready to give her a kiss. But it's before the kiss, so he just spits in her mouth. And it's this long spit just like dripping from his mouth to hers.
I saw that too.
it's pretty great.
Prince Philip, by the way.
Dad's name?
Yeah.
Tacos.
So, we've been here for a few minutes now. We haven't picked on Insira once. I feel like we're missing a great opportunity to...
Giacomini!
Oh, man, I miss him. Already.
Oh.
You were in rare form last night.
Shit, I got four kinds of loco in my car.
Four kinds of loco. Yeah, we went outside for maybe 3 minutes. She slammed a 20 ounce four loco and I slammed a freaking highlight.
Yeah, Nasira was, I love everybody.
I made really shitty decisions.
Oh. I would like to hear about this shitty decision.
Before we get to that, last night, before she had a single drink, Nasira somehow got her purse
wrapped
around herself in a bar stool and then took it to the ground, yep. Still tied to the bar stool, flap-a-doodling, trying to fucking escape from her purse. And she was sober. It was perfect.
And it was horrible.
She was walking at it. Like, it was like a fucking tentacle beast from a Japanese
cartoon. You guys are assholes.
Well, I mean, you fell, and rather than trying to help, all of us just pointed at
you. You can't laugh and help at the same time.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I don't even think anyone was trying to touch me at that point. I was still trying to, like...
Yeah, like, your legs are tied to a bar stool.
Yeah, it was a great
now
time.
She knows how it feels to be me.
Except you don't kick the bar stool.
Oh my god.
That's three, right?
Yeah, you just.
According to Mike, that's four cripple jokes.
Four.
Boy. It's 11, D.
So, yeah, Nasir doesn't like to be touched.
At all.
She's got a thing.
You fucker.
Being touched.
As Johnny caresses her cheek.
Yeah.
No.
So, what bad decision did you make? Last night,
she had some bacon.
Oh.
Soaked in panties.
You're disgusting.
Just moist, panty bacon.
I'm pretty sure
bacon
I had a dream
marinated in panties.
Oh, God. I still haven't figured out why she, like, hangs out with us. We are the most terrible people to her.
That sells that. That's crazy. I'm grossed out.
I don't know why I'm here.
You know what? They could probably do it.
Okay, there is a wrong way to bacon now.
Scratch and stop it.
But for real, though, bacon rules. You're stupid.
I like turkey bacon.
So I guess we should mention Nasir is Muslim.
That's not real bacon.
It's not real bacon.
No, it's not. It doesn't even taste remotely good.
I like it.
Well, you should have real bacon then.
Yeah, real bacon.
No.
It's really good.
Because it's amazing.
So good.
Can you have a maple bacon donut?
No. Kim loves to feed my kid bacon, though.
Oh.
Always. Yes.
That's because Kim is an awful person.
Like, she made maple
bacon. And
bacon
is amazing.
She made maple bacon cookies, and she's like,
I mean,
maple bacon mayonnaise.
When it's just flavored like bacon, can you have it?
Sign me the fuck up.
I don't know. I don't understand what fake bacon is or what it's about.
In my heart.
Most of this hand don't feel good no more.
So, onto the religious aspect of this bacon thing. At what point does it become you can't have bacon because it's pork to artificial bacon?
Like
bacon cookies and
of that because you know artificial didn't exist when this was
like
thought
chemically
of
chemically flavored soy kind of shit.
Right. So like Kim feeds her son maple bacon cookies.
Bacon
those aren't
flavors.
They're not real bacon.
That's true. They're not real bacon.
So
they're
she like, can have them.
Soy chips that are flavored like bacon. Poorly.
Right.
It's corn chips soaked in nonsense.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat like bacon flavored potato chips?
No.
Why?
Because I don't.
Because you'll get addicted to the flavor and want bacon.
I don't know if that's right.
You will just crave it.
Dick for bacon.
Never.
So bad decisions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
You can't start a conversation and then stop
it
around here.
Like a cool
because we will badger you until the point of we will make bacon and soak them in your pants.
Badger, 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 mushroom. Tell us.
So I offered to give Matt a blowjob to get him out of the bar.
Go on!
I don't think he remembers.
So this is fingers crossed.
Now that he's been reminded.
Yup.
Yep.
This
message is about to happen.
Because people were walking over and I went, Nasir's flashing, Matt, don't worry.
No, the girl.
It's fine.
You got five kinds of locos.
The girl that was trying to take him home, she was like, why won't he leave? I'm like, I got you, girl. So.
Don't you worry. Hey, put your dick in my mouth and let's get out.
To which Matt goes,
immediately stood up.
He was ready
to take it off his pants.
Right there.
So it sounds like last night was a bad night to not hit sticks.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh man, it was very packed. It was something.
Like when we pulled in, like, you know, Saturday nights are normally pretty busy. When we pulled in, the entire parking lot, most of Dexter's and all of Dollar General was full of cars. And we were like, well, fuck. Like, I squeezed into a spot that's not a spot. And then we walked in and I was like, I know 80% of the people here. That's not a good thing.
No. I wore a sweater vest.
Yeah.
And taught maths.
You pretentious douche.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we tried to get Matt, like, you were talking about before, you know, playing for his birthday and stuff, and I told Matt, I was like, dude, you gotta, like, wear something different, because the dude will
like, Argyle socks.
Like regular-ass, like, weird,
Give it back.
Over here.
Like, just, like, old man pants, and black t-shirts, and white socks.
Hold the phone, Joan.
I don't even know what the fuck this is.
It's 2048, stupid.
Don't you fuck with my game.
We stole the Sears phone and we passed it away.
Is that glitter on the back?
Careful with that.
Oh, like it's not already broken in 1,000 pieces.
You might cut yourself. You're definitely going to cut yourself.
Hey, oh, it's broken, in the dick.
Uh-huh.
Well, can't wait for a phone call.
Somebody call the Sears.
No!
She can't have bacon, but you know.
How dare you drop my phone? Hey.
It fell out of my balls already. Send her a text message.
Mind your business.
I am lost. I forgot what I was talking about. Just too much of his dick being out.
So, do you have time for a little Jesse Noir?
I could probably do that. Sounds like a good idea.
Hey.
There's a noise?
Yeah, well.
We probably read this before I get too drunk.
I am really loving those purple socks. Those are cute.
Yeah.
Oh, we're twinning. I'm wearing purple socks.
You know, plus I crossed my legs like a senator, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be homosexual.
Well, I keep staring at Chris's dick, so.
Hey. Nasira hasn't talked about my dick other than her phone being in there.
All right. I'm fucking homeless and don't have a band, right? I want to see a dick.
What is that? Man, I want that in my nose.
Hey, when you start sleeping with Chris for a place to stay,
I might have to. He has extra room.
I mean, it's a gym now. It's not really a room. But.
I'm sorry.
He'll just curl up and use the weights like for a blanket.
God, I'm pathetic. Anyway, back to Jesse Noir.
Wampa Wampa.
You sad sack.
So.
We need like the Law and Order noise.
I love the Law and Order noise.
Bum 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 bum.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
Drink it. Alright, here we go.
But.
Whatever.
What's he?
I tried to offer a beer. Fuck
you. Give me the fucking beer.
Fuck you, cripple.
Oh my god.
Stand up and get it.
Now it's 12 today.
Kick you in the fucking mouth.
This is really like a daily thing between the two of us. I'm driving here. He's like, I'm going to fuck your ex-girlfriend. Okay, cool, man. Awesome, thanks. I love you, too.
No, it was your next ex-girlfriend.
Whatever.
Pussy bleed over.
Hey, when you're in a wheelchair, you just take what falls in your lap.
What's so many entendres?
When they've dated Robert, they feel so low about themselves that a guy in a wheelchair just kind of brings them back up.
Wow.
It's like a charity.
Yeah, charity fuck.
Wait, so which
it's
one?
It's a wheel charity fuck.
Is Robert the charity fuck? Or the
charity
fuck?
Yes.
Yeah. I donated to wheel charity.
We're never going to get started.
That's all, folks.
I'd leave, but I got a flat tire.
Hey.
On your chair or your truck?
Yes.
Probably both.
Both.
Read.
Both.
Both.
The bar was popping, for a little while at least. The night was running colder than a G bopping to unit, the sick kind of snail porn. Oh, let me try that again. Then a G bopping his unit to a sick kind of snail porn. The faggotry of butt murders had risen. The description was the same each time. Apparently, a slightly hairier Jack Nicholson with a raging boner, naked. The local gypsy lady, a retarded no-toothed Jehovah's Witness, was roaring about a curse of sexually transmitted. Roaring about a sexually transmitted curse, at least. That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it.
It's Jesse.
Okay.
Instead of a disease, it's a curse.
All right, let's hold it.
There we go.
Curse disease.
Of a half-man, half-wolf wiener on, and on full moons, he gets a hard-on. For human ass. The problem, though, is there has been no full moon. I catch the end of her nonsensical hillbilly hangy lip splatter and buttfuck babble, hearing her cold dark words, welcome to the moon of the werewiener.
Oh, that's
should I keep going?
Yes. I can't wait about the werewiener.
He was on cliffhanger this week.
Wow.
A rise in animal-human gay sex murders. This gig sucks. The coffee on the desk is colder than an Inuit taking a shit in an igloo covered in molasses. The Sergeant Con Duick, who is really the police chief, apparently left me a voicemail stating that I should stick my head in a blender full of bath salts and see if my shit was still green. I didn't understand.
Now he knows how we feel.
I had noticed a pattern in the murders, and the recent Walgreens burglary was, as well as a USA drug, couldn't be. But before I could finish the thought, Simmons walking by the desk with his cocky my shit smells like chocolate cake look informs me that the sergeant, or chief, is pissed and needs to shout at me. I stroll down to his office as several call girls exit the office with giddy looks. Upon entry, the phone rings across the office, breaking me out of the stupor caused by late night hours of going over police reports on anything slightly related to the recessed, I don't know if that word is, to recent girl shoves it aside, pissy, like I see all the proud hero Korean police chief in some sort of deviant get-ups covered in chopsticks and chocolate pudding yelling his native gibber. He eyes me drunkenly and states, O'Doul's! Meet your new superior on the case, a.k.a. Agent Johannes Bruton. A tall man pops up from behind the desk if there was an elevator there.
He's just...
I'm gonna stop there, and we're gonna start organizing these with some punctuation because I have no fucking clue where like the pauses.
It's
is
easy.
He doesn't
pause.
Know where to breathe.
I just need some commas. Like that is the longest run sentence maybe in the history of ever.
That's because you've never seen the papers I turned in whenever I failed Comp 1 the first 36 times.
Woo! How did you fail Comp 1? MLA.
Hey.
Yeah.
AJ. Look at me. I have more problems than I can't walk. Hey, JD, I know how you feel, bro.
Jesse really can't walk either. He just flies.
Yeah, fine.
Just levitates.
When I'm relating with Jesse, things have went downhill.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Then again, if you weren't going downhill, you'd probably run away.
Hey.
That's why I strap myself to people whenever we get... like in big cities and stuff.
Like a leash.
Nice. Until we go to Harvest Fest and
he
flips over.
Over in the grass.
Yeah. And we all stand there and laugh at him while everyone looks like we're assholes.
I mean, you are assholes.
Even the paramedic was just, like, instead of walking over to find out if the cripple's okay, the paramedic's just like, oh shit, look at these assholes still laughing at him.
We're monsters.
Everyone judges, no one helps.
Yeah.
What a society.
Yeah, somebody else is
pretty
here.
Much us.
There's someone here? Who the fuck is here now?
Well, check it out. It's Cam.
Bitch, did you bring a chair?
I brought my ass.
Then get the fuck out.
Maybe I don't want to sit.
All the fucks were out.
You know, while we're getting through some segments, let's fucking figure out this god-awful piece of shit off-brand tablet.
Terrible.
Go yes. into...
It was cheap.
Really? Oh, is it going to work?
It does.
It does work.
You brought your own chair.
It's working.
Well, no fuck.
Yeah.
You like a hot bunch of
tablet owners. Right,
so let's get the weird news.
Let's just
womp 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 womp.
Go team.
What a nice little fuck just happened. I appreciate that.
It's harmonizing everything. It's getting serious.
And now it's fucking.
Hang on a second. Can I have my phone back?
Nope. 71 episodes now.
He shit.
No phone for you.
I really
so
make that happen.
What?
I need my
phone. JD just pooped his pants.
So
I don't think so. I mean, I don't feel the warmth, but.
So,
wow, 71 episodes before somebody shit themselves during
the amazing.
Which hasn't happened before.
Like, how has that not happened yet?
I mean, we only had one
kind
twice.
Of retarded.
Had made it 9 days into this year without pooping himself. That was a problem.
Yeah.
We were so proud.
You know what's worse? You're not surprised about it either.
I'll get to that story after the
review. You know what's worse than that? 1 year, I didn't even make it a whole day.
Nice. So here's the headline. Bad Molly takes Colorado State student on insane masturbatory rampage.
Nice.
What?
And this story has commas, so I can read it.
Hey, Jesse, step up your game.
Step your game up.
Game up!
I appreciate it. I think it adds to it.
You guys are going to love this
story.
What
did I do?
I mean, masturbation is usually a good story.
Yeah. So, we've heard of popping some Molly and sweating, but not popping Molly, snorting some coke, carjacking an ambulance, careening every which way through traffic, and then jerking off in the police station.
Oh my God!
This guy is awesome!
Why is he not on this podcast?
No shit.
No shit.
There's a striking similarity between the picture here.
Kinda, yeah.
The next line
skinnier.
Is, that'd probably make for a better song, though. The above scenario was just a night out for Colorado State student Stefan Sortland. Sortland took the above-mentioned drugs for heading off to a Halloween party. At some point in the night, Sortland noticed an empty ambulance outside and thought, shit, time for some joyriding. And that's in quotes in the news article.
So he's like laying in the hospital bed or something. And there's quotes from him. He's like, I was thinking, shit.
He's got your cookie dough.
Yes.
It's so good.
According to the police reports, Kim, what are you doing?
Getting my phone.
She's beating me.
Shut the hell up.
Can we, let's do one thing at a time.
Kim. What?
Get it.
Fuck off. Get with phone shit. Middle of the story.
You and I.
Here, they'll never get me.
We're going to have to fight.
The above scenario was just. See, I read that. I'm fucking lost now.
Oops.
Oops.
Hello.
Blurta. According to police reports acquired by Denver's ABC7, police tracked the vehicle and found it in bad shape.
I have new things that I wouldn't be proud of to get your phone back.
Please do.
Okay, one thing at a time. I'm totally serious now. Love a police officer.
Daddy voice came out.
Fuck. Said they found the ambulance in the middle of the Highway 34 with several doors open, heavy front end damage, and fluid leaking. One officer said it appeared the driver of the ambulance had hit a raised median, jumped the curb, hit a sign, went the wrong way, and crossed back over the median before stopping.
God damn.
Officer said they found 18-year-old Stefan Sortland standing about 30 yards. They stopped the ambulance.
Come on!
from the stopped ambulance wearing an EMT vest.
Wait, hold on. Was he just wearing an EMT vest?
God, I hope so.
Officers shot him with a stun gun when he refused their commands. Sortland had a blanket, a cell phone, and a box of Wheat Thins with him.
At least he was prepared.
Emergency.
Like, he knew he wasn't going home that night.
Who wants more?
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, definitely one more.
After eventually subduing the 18-year-old, the cops took him back to the station where more hijinks ensued. I thought the was right. There's so many hijinks.
All of the hijinks.
Sortland was taken to Loveland Police Department. There he, in quotes, stood on a bench, kicked the wall, and masturbated, according to police report. Police said during his interview with officers, Sortland made a reference that his friends or roommates were dead in heaven and had committed suicide.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Well, that's kind of sad.
Is that what he was masturbating to?
That's a good question. Do they allow
Get out, damn man.
Why would they include that? Like, maybe what's that?
I don't have an answer for that.
Slow jerk, faster. The question was like, why are you masturbating in my station? He was like, because my roommates are dead and they're all in heaven.
In your face.
Oh, it's kind of like one for the homies. Like,
yeah,
you pour one out.
This one's for the homies. He can pour the 40, so he just came to the ground.
That's how I want to die.
That's how I want to be paid tribute to.
There's all just cut on your grave.
Spill the seed on the ground.
Oh, I thought you meant to somebody to do Molly and steal an ambulance.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
When I die, all you guys have to pop Molly and steal ambulances.
Just somebody make sure I have like half a pull stick.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Or
something. Like for the gas.
For the wheat. For the Wheat Thins, man.
So you can reach the Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
So EMT vest. And
I don't think I've ever been in here.
And some Wheat Thins.
And Wheat Thins. Yeah.
That's solid. I mean, like.
Nice.
I mean, that guy. He's probably going to jail for a while.
Yeah.
So when he gets out, where was this? Where was this at?
Colorado.
We need to find his Facebook page and invite him to.
No shit.
I bet Sarah can do that. She had her fucking phone.
Well,
that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she would flash him and be like, I'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah.
It's the past. So you can't just be offering blowies right? or phones and not following through.
You mean it wasn't just Matt?
It was only Matt.
You did that.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Shitty.
I hope he remembers.
I'm praying that he doesn't.
Have we not talked to him today? Is he alive?
I talked to him. Okay. He's fine. He said that he's really upset about the decisions he made, but he doesn't remember what decisions he made.
He cried on my
Obviously,
shoulder.
He did not make the decision to get a blowjob.
Well, actually, he said he did stand up.
Yeah, he just stomped all over.
Kind of like charged toward me.
Like a ginger wall of meat. Who's gonna tell him he can't? You know, like.
Man. Dude, the guy's arms are like five times the size of mine, man.
So are your
girlfriend's arms.
That's true. She could pick me up.
That wasn't a Jessica insult. That was a Jesse insult.
Yeah.
No, I really, I can toss him over my shoulder and just like.
She can carry me around.
Carry
me
around. No deal.
That's so cute.
You can't fall. Hey, Jessica, I don't want to walk to the kitchen.
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was rough.
He finds it comforting in a weird
way. Yeah, come here, bitch.
I lost my man card sort of way.
Gosh.
Good.
So, okay, next. We're about halfway through this bitch.
Yeah, we have.
Pretty sure we've done, covered everything that we talked about.
We do have a beer of the week.
Oh, wait.
Beer of the week.
We just segmented it out. Hey, other cripple, can we get that growler out of the fridge?
It's in the door.
This is only typical.
Yeah, I mean, temporary.
Typical?
Typical. That's a typical cripple.
Hers is typical.
Jesse,
what the hell is going on?
Sorry.
Like,
let's go.
Tripping over dicks.
Oh boy.
So you want this beer, huh?
That's being nice.
You
want to
taste this beer?
Uh-huh.
I don't give a shit. That's
give this
beer
back or foam?
I don't think so.
But nobody
okay.
wants
the
beer.
Well, hey, beer
I can
I will give you $20.
It's not a crisis if you're hijacking this live broadcast based on her cell phone. I'm done.
20 doll hairs.
Here.
Wait, no, why would I not get the $20?
Dude, you have a lot of money in your wallet.
But I'm the one who's hijack cash.
40? Next time I'm out of money and need gas really bad, I'm just gonna like hijack cash.
How about I rub your beard and call you pretty names if you let me just reach around?
What?
Can I reach around?
Okay, I'm gonna be crushed. Just give me a couple of serious. Get this bitch back on schedule.
So apparently, bitch's phone's this big deal.
Yeah, apparently. Also,
don't
we're completely interrupting this entire thing.
JD, you brought beer of the week.
That creep was your chest.
What was that?
That creep most sheep shed south.
There's a big hole in his face.
Throw it.
I can't see you, and Johnny will grab it. Here.
I can't move.
Well, I'm glad we've spent 5 minutes not having this broadcast go for the sake of playing 2048, so let's move the fuck entirely on. Hand it here, I'll hand it to her. Just let's move on.
I don't trust any of you.
I don't care, just get over it.
Hey, watch
Thank
your
you.
Tube, dude.
Moving on.
My
so much attitude.
Yeah.
Everyone can
so,
see
so
it.
Is Back Creek the brewery?
Oh,
yes.
It's out in Missouri, if I remember correctly. Somebody look it up while we're pouring this.
Looking.
All right. You have Wi-Fi. I don't.
You just connect to my Wi-Fi. Like it's
all
protected.
These
smart
requires
pushing buttons that I don't want to push.
Smart.
Was it Back Creek?
Yeah. Right, this time I'm going to attempt to not step on
it. Well, don't.
Oh, look, little mini glasses.
Oh, it's really dark.
Yeah, it looks
it's
like
also
cold.
Really good.
Oh,
it looks
I know,
interesting.
I've had
They're from Bowling Green, Missouri.
Now,
really?
Yes.
Yeah. Brewery milk from nowhere.
Haven't we had something from Back Creek before?
I don't recall you having anything.
Is this for me?
If you'd like to pass them on.
Oh, because I was going to say, I don't.
Keep passing these around.
Take one down.
We got some good
down.
Beer here. Yeah.
Robert? Where am I short?
To your right.
You and left. Are you and Nasira, I guess?
And Jesse, you need three.
Yeah, three more.
I'm out of glasses.
Sweet.
Derek and I will share.
Somebody's got to pull from them.
Jesse and I will
take it from the head.
Yeah.
There we go.
So you only need the one.
Somebody's got to pour it.
You only need the one. Only the one.
Okay.
Oh, one of these fucky teas.
Pour so is there any description of the beer?
Do what?
Is there any description of the beer?
Pull that up, Chris.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Pull it up, throw it back.
Why are you still talking?
It's got good head retention.
Which,
very,
what is
the,
it
the smell is very oaky.
Ah.
Oaky?
It's like
oaky.
Really fizzy too, almost like a soda. Like
yeah.
A lighter smell if you ask me.
I've got it up, Chris.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Machine Shed Stout. Black as the oil stains that once graced the floors of our beloved Machine Shed turned brewery, this stout has gained a cult following. We use roasted and chocolate malts to give it a rich, dark color to balance out its delicate sweetness. After just one sip, we're certain it will become one of your favorites, just as
I think Jesse
ours.
Has a question.
I am part of this cult following. I like this.
Oh, yeah?
This is good taste.
I don't know. It's kind of woody.
It's a little watery.
It's got that almost same kind of woody taste that Sam Adams has.
Yeah.
I do believe the water you're getting comes from Crown's taps.
Yeah, that's...
Because
that is a good point.
Taste better.
That's a good point, yeah.
I will give it that.
It's not
very good observation, JD.
No, the flavor's great.
I like the chocolate.
Whoa. It's easy. It's drinkable.
Yeah, it's really easy drinking.
It's got a little bit of... It's a little robust, but not overbearing.
We can make a commercial.
And it feels a little heavy.
It's kind of got that tingle like a
mango.
Tell me you're
sorry, my head.
Purple Four Loko flavor.
I mean, there is no purple Four Loko.
Did we already say what the percent was on this?
I like it.
It did not have that information listed.
Did not have that information.
I believe it's a 9%.
9%?
It's not bad. I mean, for a stout, it doesn't have that really... It doesn't have much of a mouthfeel.
I'm very interested.
That's a high ABV. Stout's generally low ABV.
Yeah. Chocolate.
Sometimes I thought that's usually about 4.5.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's something off the wall. I can't remember because I've read on the menu a million freaking times.
Wow.
But we all know that my memory is about as long as... Chris's dick.
Hey!
This
so
tastes
your
like watching Doctor
Annie?
Who.
Yep.
It's like watching Doctor... Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's like Johnny's fucking pinky. Yep. My dick.
Oh. Sorry.
It's not like Jesus.
Oh.
I'm not hung like Jesus.
I don't even believe in Jesus.
you're all quoting her favorite song right now, by the way.
My dick. Cost a late night fee.
Oh, that's
your dick. Got HIV.
I haven't heard that.
Is it 2010 already? Oh, man.
Yes.
Womp womp.
We were at the gas pump earlier, and it rang up to $20.11. And instead of Derek being like, oh, yeah, only 20 bucks to fill up the tank, he went, can you pump 3 more pennies so it can be the year that we're in?
Hey.
And I just kind of looked at him and went, oh, man.
That's awesome.
Hey, I mean, did you, though?
No.
Aww.
What a bitch.
Derek was so good.
I thought that was a challenge.
3 pennies. All right, man, go.
Like, I want to keep the 3 pennies since in the course of getting drunk, we spent $20 to get to the bar, $50 at the bar, $15 after the bar for food, and then this morning we woke up and spent $40 on emos because we were hungover as balls.
It is true.
But was it worth it?
It is very true.
We sat outside on the stairs. Like, we literally sat out on the stairs and waited for the pizza guy.
Chilled on the stoop and waited for the pizza guy.
And he pulls up and I was like, oh my god, pizza! And he's just like, okay.
You guys
are fucking crazy.
He's like, I'm not coming into the yard. You gotta come to me.
Yeah. Speaking of pizza, we had the coolest fucking delivery guy show up earlier. He walks in, he's like, what are you guys setting up for? You playing music? I'm like, oh, no, we're going to do our podcast. Oh.
Yeah.
Like, but we do music, too. And he's like,
you remember,
don't we all with beards? Like, yeah, man, we totally
like,
fucking
like,
do.
Cool if you did.
You remember that guy, like, in Cabin Fever, the deputy guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a party, man.
Man, go back inside.
Guy.
Go back inside. Have yourself a nice big 40. Just sleep it off.
Next Sunday, he should be the guest. Be like, just order pizza and be like, all right, man, come on in.
Yeah.
Sit out and have a microphone.
The shift is just order it and just have him bring it out.
So what's your name, dude?
That sounds
awesome. Be like something articulate.
I'm sure his name is something like Trevor.
Oh, God.
Strikes me as a
mega douche.
Dylan. Dylan's
name.
Dylan!
Dylan,
you son of a bitch!
All right, Arnold. Get to the chopper. Ow. Wow.
Dylan, bro.
I'm so alone.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle with you.
So,
thanks,
I mean,
man.
Might as well get out there in the podcast. Fucking band broke up.
What? Like, I thought you just got a new fucking drummer.
We got a new drummer, like, last week.
You got a new drummer, and then the band fucking breaks up?
Yeah, but I'm sure he is.
Like, what happened, actually?
Man, I don't know. There's been a lot of tension here lately. That's typical in any band. There's going to be a lot of tension. You know, creative differences.
Well, don't say who said what. I mean, obviously, anybody listening to this is probably going to know who's in the band. So don't say who said what, but what...
Obviously, Craig said a lot.
Down.
We were gonna have we're talking about having someone step in and cover someone that couldn't be there for practice so we can get the new drummer up to speed.
Right, I knew about that.
And that turned into people being thinking they're kicked out, and that turned into people quitting.
So a bunch of misunderstandings turned into
I picked up my phone and saw a freaking screen capture of a Facebook message that was texted me by Heb.
Yeah.
I essentially found out from him.
Like, I was hanging out with Kevin and Ryan up in St. Louis.
I'm so sorry.
And Kevin looks at his phone and goes, apparently Smash Adams broke up. Goes back to playing a video game, and I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, it's on Facebook. And he just keeps playing.
It's on this thing.
This thing.
Well, speaking of bands that haven't broke up, Heb's band, Better Off Damned, their EP is out.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty nice packaging. It's a $5 EP, and they actually have a digipack case for it.
Oh. Yeah.
So, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, like, you should check it out. They're doing a lot of good shows.
I brought my copy with me tonight so Derek could give it a listen.
Heb is honestly living his dream right now because he gets to play with all of his favorite bands.
Hey, I bought that motherfucker.
Nice.
Like, not that one. That one's mine. I thought you just wanted to listen
to it.
Oh, no.
No, he paid Heb $5.
Yeah. Oh, well, then keep it. I'll just have Heb bring me another one, then.
Oh. Yeah, like, that dude gets, like, play all his favorite bands. Like, you know, Heb was really into punk.
No, Heb was, like, said that you had all their EPs.
Yeah, he said,
like, that's what he told us last night. He's like, Mike has all of our EPs.
Yeah.
And this we is
news
to me.
Okay.
That drunk.
But no, they have a show December 27th.
Yeah.
Ultraman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are very
excited. Which apparently
excited.
Is a huge deal. Oh, like, Heb was
they were big
gushing about
scene.
Ultraman last night. I was like, I don't know what that
is.
They were a St. Louis band, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, in the old school gutter punk scene, they were pretty big. And that's just, like, Heb's bread and butter.
Yeah. It's just straight up dirty, like, hardcore punk.
In his drunken stupor last night, he's like, dude, these guys have been playing since '85, and I was like, I wasn't even born.
I was
That's
just
exciting
born.
To me.
I was.
I barely was.
That is the year of the Jesse.
The year of the Jesse. You know, last time I was at a Chinese place, it was on there.
Yeah, there was rabbit, snake, Jesse.
Jesse, yeah.
Which is the fox.
We just went to
it. I didn't know that Heb was, like... I know yes. Heb is always in bands and always trying to play music, but I didn't realize that they were actually recording things.
They recorded with Gabe Ushery.
The first time in a really, really, really long time Heb is actually playing music he wants to play.
Yeah.
He's
as opposed
been,
to being the bass player for a band that his friends are like, hey, you should play with us.
Yeah.
But they recorded in Camp Slayer Studio to Gabe Ushery. That's, probably the premier studio in our area.
It's an extremely decent recording. It sounds great. So, and like, I'm just floored that it's a fucking digipack. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, dude, seriously, like, the manufacturing cost was stupid cheap. It was cheaper than jewel case.
It looks nice. It's really nice.
I mean, my favorite part of their case is Heb just fucking
screaming his dick off into that microphone.
Gigantic mustache.
I need to talk to him. That's trying to find him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
I know. I had his cigarettes too, but I don't know what I did with them.
So we all rotated.
What?
Yeah, last night apparently we all rotated cigarettes and lighters. Like, I woke up this morning with, like, Nasira cigarettes and lighter.
Which I greatly appreciated.
I squished the fuck out of my cigarettes.
I somehow have a yellow lighter now. I've been trading lighters with people throughout the day to try to get back to my original orange one, so I haven't come across it.
I lost my lime green one.
Yeah.
It's a bad day.
I had no cigarettes.
You guys need to learn.
And Bic has been making new colors of lighters
now.
Yeah,
they have.
So, like, you remember when the brown came out? It was like, I gotta fucking have the brown one. And, like, you buy the whole pack just because I had the one brown one in it.
Yeah, and then,
there
and then
two
it was
brown
the,
ones,
the gray one after
and then
that.
The slate gray.
Yeah.
And now they have ones, if you could find them, a gold top. Like, the metal part is gold instead of silver.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know.
And I don't know why I covet these things so much.
Well, you need
because
to learn,
it's a fucking
though,
lighter.
When you go out to a public place, bring your shitty black lighter.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you lose it, you're like, oh, well, it was just
generally,
black.
I'm
just
going to
start stockpiling lighters, so when people show up and be like, I'm just going to open a cabinet of lighters. And I'm like, and as soon as you open it, there's a light, it's going to go,
I don't know what happened at Sticks last night, but it was completely fucked. Like, that fight, and then there was another fight, like, outside between a man and a woman. Like, she, like, slapped him in the face, like, two times, like, wah,
took his
wah.
Keys and burnt out.
Yeah, she, like, took his keys. Like, they were parked in, like, Dexter parking lot. While I was walking in. Like, they were parked in Dexter parking lot. And, like, they were standing at their trunk. She, like, went, wah, wah, smacked him, grabbed his keys, and he, like, kind of, like, she started walking, and he did, like, a twist around.
So was he Italian?
I don't know. He did a twist around, and she was like, or he said, oh, baby, blah, 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 blah.
But he was Italian.
Like, they started like walking.
Verbatim, actually, that's what the guy said.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's exactly.
He was all bobblehead.
My partner's in the back seat.
And then like the police had to take like a cue ball with them because like the guys that got in a fight, like one of them took one of the balls off of Landon's dad was there and he was
playful.
Took one of the balls off their table and wham, right here. And like there was this blood everywhere.
Oh my god.
That's where the blood is.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't see that fight?
It's assault with a deadly weapon.
No, we saw the blood. Okay. I didn't know where it came
from. So like I walked over there because it looked like Landon's dad, like from an angle and drunk eyes, like it looked like it was Landon's dad. And I was
angle
like,
and
oh,
drunk eyes.
I gotta get this on camera for later. So
I gotta take pictures so I get lots of money later.
And then I look up and I'm like, oh, there's Jeremy. Well, who the fuck? I better back up. So I like, because I was like right there. So I backed up.
It's so odd for them to be a fight at Sticks.
It lasted forever.
There's like one a year.
It's a long fight.
Like usually it breaks out and like people get it under control, but these guys were like relentless. Yeah. What if not a fucking cue ball?
Well, all the regulars were too shithouse to stop it. Like, we were all just way drunk and seeing everyone's like, huh.
Who decided it was a shot night? Because everybody took it.
I spent so much money.
It turned into shots fast.
No, so much more.
Everyone took shots. I had like
so
15.
Much more.
I didn't take shit.
I bought everyone a fucking shot. It was a nightmare. Where the fuck? You were at a Blues game.
I was at a Blues game. I'm sorry.
Did we win that, by the way?
Fuck no. I'm never going to a Blues game again. The only Blues game I've been to in 3 years. Yeah.
Damn.
You
suck.
Go me. Yeah. He didn't do shit last night.
That's why we lost.
That was versus the Predators, right?
The Predators.
Oh, man. The sexual Predators.
Yeah, everybody at work just kept telling me to wear my name badge to the game.
Well, at least you would fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got awkward quick.
Like, we shouldn't mention where Chris works.
Ah, fuck it.
So anyway, wieners, am I right?
There's one.
Hey.
That's
great.
Speaking of wieners, where's the dick medal?
I gave it to you. You wore it all night long.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow. I must have got real drunk.
It was Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
No, Matt had the dick medal last, and then who did it go to?
I have the dick medal.
Getting these things.
Wait, when did the dick medal start getting passed around?
He was drunk, and I smelled good.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
that's so you right. Awarded her with your dick
medal
for smelling good.
Girl, okay, smell good. Here's a medal.
He looked at me, he was like, you smell delicious. You want this? I'm like, yeah.
What? You smell good.
Such a shit show. Oh, dude.
You'd been drinking since like 9 a.m.
Almost as bad as you were last night.
Right.
I'm pretty fuckered last night, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We all was.
It's funny, this podcast has basically turned into us just talking about how drunk we got the night before. Like, we're expecting a ritual of getting housed on Saturdays.
I think shot drunk is a whole new level for me.
I'm not sure if we're really, really good or really, really bad at getting shot.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a story about how you got a traffic ticket?
I wasn't here. I was in Jackson. And I get a text message that says, hey, I'm in town. Come home. I need fuck. And she kept sending pictures. So I kept driving faster. Cops don't like it.
One picture equals 5 miles an hour.
Hang on,
so the more pictures he got, the faster he fucking went.
140.
Wait, even after the explanation of why he was.
Did you tell the cop?
Yeah.
Did you show the cop?
No.
Well, you should have shown the cop.
Should have shown the cop.
That's where you went wrong.
Probably.
He was like,
or
his titties.
Or he would have got a bigger ticket and be like, bro, it's not worth it. Here's a bigger ticket.
Good question. Was it worth it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Where are these pictures?
Remember that jump drive I was telling you about?
Oh, the one for the miners?
They're not miners.
Wait, why you got a bunch of miners on?
I don't have miners on the
top. See, in Jesse's head, he pictures like hard hats and pickaxes.
Yeah. He's like Dig Dug.
Jesse, you should have been at the bar last night. There was guys sitting in the bar wearing a hard hat.
Oh, yeah, while we're on that, Jesse walks in unannounced. buys a pitcher, gives it to Matt, drops the mic, and fucking burns.
Like Eminem.
For long enough to get a pitcher filled and pay for it and leave.
We had to go watch a meth head drop a shoe on the exit ramp in Arnold, okay?
I thought it was awesome. What did Jesse text you, Mike?
Jesse texted me like 2 minutes after walking out of the bar and said, did I drop the mic or did I drop the mic? Awesome. And I was like, dude, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Everyone was giving me shit. They're like, wait, you're the one.
Oh, we were ruthless. We were trying to cut his throat verbally.
Yeah.
Just all night calling him a queer, telling him that.
I don't know if you guys heard about it before I did, but I sent the text out. I'm like, yeah, everyone go down there, blah, blah, blah. And that's what was happening in my mind. It's like, oh, shit, I'm not going to be there. Now, I got Mike calling me a shithead. I got the other Mike McFarlane calling me a shithead.
That's Matt's, my name.
Matt's speeches about everything. And Jess finally broke because we had to go pick up Cassandra anyway. And I was like, I got an idea. It's going to be cool.
It was cool.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sad to have missed it. He managed to get in because I think I was the only one who knew he was coming.
Everyone hugged him. He put the pitcher down on the table and he was like, all right, guys, see ya. Yeah. Everyone was like, what?
It was 007 shit, man.
And then he like,
there my hood
like
on.
Basically walk ran like out the door and everybody just kind of stood there for a second. They were like, what the fuck?
Or something?
Did that happen?
And then Mike was like, I didn't even get a hug.
Yeah, Jesse was a fucking ghost. It was crazy.
I think I screamed at him, you're dead to me, Ellis, as he walked.
Yeah, you did. You
did. Seriously, like, he walked over and he, like, you know, high-fives Matt or whatever, sets the pitcher down, and then he just fucking turns heel and goes, and we all look at each other confused. It's like, is he leaving? We don't, and like, by the end, he's already out the door. Like, I guess he fucking left. Shit.
Hey, mystery. Mr. E.
Clever.
No.
It's the new superhero. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. So I feel like Nasira needs to tell an awesome story.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any good story.
You need a good story.
After last night, you probably got a few. Bitch,
sir. Tell a story or I'll touch you with my moist finger.
Fuck you.
Bacon. You're disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to fry some bacon up and touch you with that.
Bacon so moist.
Stop touching me.
Stop trying to hit me.
That's the name of this episode, by the way.
Stop touching me.
Moist panties and bacon.
No. Bacon-soaked moist panties was what it was.
It's all disgusting. Everyone should stop saying
it. Saturated.
Moist. Moist.
It's just so
moist. I always like, whenever I'm cooking bacon, I put, you know, people put paper towels down on the plate.
He puts his underwear down.
Yeah, I just put panties on. And then I mail them to you, but I guess I got the wrong address.
Real cute.
They went to Centene. What's that white stuff?
Can you imagine? And they're like,
bacon grease soaked panties in the mail. It's like, what face would you make when you open? You're like, oh, that's weird. I got a letter from Derek.
I wouldn't even know like, which one of you assholes to call.
Dude,
I received.
And that is amazing.
There's not going to be an attorney address. There's just going to be like a blank envelope.
Who should I attempt to call first?
Dirty Jack in the Box. Or like you receive a Jack in the Box that you wind up and these nasty panties pop.
Just, and they just slap you right in the fucking face.
Moistly.
Yeah. Just schwap.
My heart hurts right now. You guys are fucked up.
That's almost offensively disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just an envelope of ants.
We have a story. Nasira whipped creamed my hair the other day.
I did that.
For
it's better.
For what reason?
Because it makes your hair silky and shiny and smooth.
Smooth.
Conditioner is better.
No, shampoo is
no,
better.
No, conditioner is what? Better. It goes on last and makes it silky and shiny.
What about it?
I mean, it was just a fact.
Hair? Yeah, it was just something that happened.
Really? We're going to state one thing.
So
and
that
then,
happened.
Hey, yesterday cool. I started my car.
Yeah.
With keys.
Yep.
I slept in the bed last night.
Fuck you, Mike.
Oh. Where did you sleep?
You want to talk about it?
Nah.
You sleep on the bench in the park?
Nah. I got a car.
Do we have parks
guys,
with benches
guys.
Anymore?
Hobo John.
Did I become
Hobo One time, Heb kicked me out of a bed.
Yeah. What was his exact phrase?
I love my girlfriend, and I'm going to be with her forever, but I'm old as shit.
Now, he started off with Takamini, no offense.
No, it was like Takamini, and I'm like,
he's just like, tell me you're being scared. I can't tell
scared.
Which
scared, and he's just like standing over me, like, I'm old as shit.
I need this bed.
I'm like, can
and
you turn
Nasira,
around?
Nasira stands up and she sees Bo's collapse onto the couch in the middle of the basement.
No, I was
she sees
like,
me over in the corner. She goes, fuck this.
No, I didn't have any pants on. I sleep in my underpants, and I didn't have any pants on because these douche lords were supposed to sleep outside.
Your panties?
Fuck you. Anyway.
Your moist panties?
I'm going to punch you right in your snot box. So I'm like
your
asking.
Your snot box?
This is third grade.
If Jesse thinks that your comments are mature, maybe you should back him up.
Hey, Granny, can I have some more of that beer?
No, but like I just kept asking Heb to turn around. He's like, but I need you to get out of the bed. I'm like, gotta put pants on to get out of the bed.
Man's got priorities. The bed.
And then I get out, and he's like, I'm starting to walk up the stairs. He's like, Takamini, where are you going? I'm like, anywhere else.
I can't say this, I blame her, because it was like a drunken dog pile down those stairs.
I got really scared the next morning, because I woke up, I went downstairs to get Nasira. Nasira's not there, but Heb is. And then Bose is on the couch, Johnny's on the couch, and I'm like,
where's Nasira?
Nasira's car is here, so like I look everywhere. She's nowhere to be found.
Where was I?
In Chloe's bed. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so glad she's alive.
I found a bed though.
Bose didn't eat her.
But he did try to eat a rag.
Exactly.
Oh, he's so crummy.
The only video I have from Oktoberfest is Bose the day two just throwing up all over the yard.
It's a polka. Yeah,
it's the best video ever. Because like happy polka in the background. It's one of those where, like, where he did it intentionally, so it just goes on for a while. He just kind of kept.
It's probably all those deviled eggs.
Turning around and saying,
oh my god!
I'll be done in a second. It was great.
What did he say? He's like, you're not a day over white.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, you're from Africa? And I'm like, well, kind of. He's like, girl, you don't look a day over white.
Dude, I like Oktoberfest and everything for the alcohol and all that. But I would just have a regular party any day of the year with fucking polka music and beer.
Fuck yeah.
That just sounds fun.
I'm going to start having to put plastic on my couches, though, with all you nappies sleeping over.
Plastic on your everything.
Yeah.
Like an old Italian.
You could just lock the door.
Yeah, those couches are just filled with farts.
I mean, Heb, like, I told Heb, I was like, you can either sleep on the floor or you can sleep in the bathroom like you did last time.
Cuddled up to the toilet.
I was like, but no, he's asleep in the bathtub.
I brought an air mattress and blankets and stuff with me, so I'd be prepared for that. That did not happen.
No.
They're still in that basement.
Like, I would have paid money
that is gotta be like
to drunkenly blow it.
It was like the fifth time that I woke up to Bose on one couch and Heb on the other. Of course, the last time that happened, I was like, hey, get up. It's fucking snowing. You guys need to leave. You're not getting snowed in here, bitches.
When we were up at Jessica's yesterday, we spent the night, so I took the air mattress with us, and I was going to air it up as we got there before we got fucked up and everything. And Jess is like, no, we don't have to do that right now.
Like, I just picture the drive up, him with, like, a little pump, like, blowing it up in the car. Just to make sure that it was halfway
ready. I did buy the $22.48 air pump at Walmart. Good investment. It worked. But we get hammered.
Consumer advice. Only for Spitball Podcast.
Hey, we're here for you guys.
Jesse's Consumer Corner.
We get shit-faced, you know. We're doing our weekend thing, you know, like everyone does. And then at the end of the night, just like, oh, we need that air mattress. I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm fucked up. Now I have to do work.
Yeah.
Jesse had like 3 beers last night, you guys. Crazy.
I want to know what that's like. These women drink all night, but you had your 3 beers, and you're like, I got pumped up.
We drank 3 bottles of wine.
We did.
Right?
We put away 3 bottles.
I got 4 kinds of Loco and bought like $80 worth of shots.
If at the point you're offering to blow, man, you got all the Locos.
We drink mimosas for 4 hours.
Not to change the subject, but you guys should go watch Human Skee-Balling. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Human skee-balling.
It is amazing.
Or is this human skee-balling?
So what is human skee-balling?
Okay, so they have like this huge ramp in the middle of like a lake, and then they have like 4 pools like without the bottoms, mm-hmm. and they're like sitting like this. Yep. They take you on like a little raft, and they pull you like on a boat like you would go skiing, and then you fly off the raft and land in one of the things, and then like 0 points, 100, 200, 300 points or whatever.
I have actually seen this.
Oh my god, so, I so want
to
do it.
Is the team to win the first one to have a teammate that has a concussion?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds about how it's going to end.
Well, on the video.
It doesn't sound like a wheelchair
friendly sport.
I mean, you just roll them, right? It sounds very friendly.
JD,
you don't have to use your legs. Like, you just hold on.
Just, like, watch it. It's amazing. Like, I want to do it so bad. Because they had GoPros, so, like, you could see, like, different angles.
Obviously, they always have GoPros.
We've got to get JD a rubber Eli Fest for the summer.
Dude, I want to throw JD down a water slide, man. I want to, we got to go for it.
He's not a toy. What the fuck is he getting violent?
We need to confiscate a hill. A street with a really, really steep hill.
Like top of the world?
Oh. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
And make it a giant fucking water slide for the summer.
See, there's a area local to us called Top of the World, and it's, I don't know why it's called that.
It's a really steep hill.
It's just a really steep hill with a fucking street that goes to.
You feel like you're at the top of the world.
And
Because it's the biggest hill in Farmington.
When I first moved back to this area, some friends of mine and I thought it'd be a real fun idea one day when it snowed to try to snowboard that.
It's stupid.
Uh-huh. So, I've been snowboarding before. It wasn't a huge deal, but I'm on this little shitty fucking toy Walmart snowboard. And I'm kind of slaloming down, keeping my speed low. And one of the guys that was there with us had never done this before and thought snowboarding was like standing up sledding. So he straps himself in and just bombs the hill. Like, he did not turn at all. So he got just down to the part where the hill starts to level out and loses it.
And
he rolled. He ate shit. And, like, it wasn't like he ate shit and stopped flat and, like, stuck in the ground.
He just continued to eat.
Like someone falling off Pike's Peak, he just toppled end over end for, like, the next, I don't know, I'm not exaggerating, 200 or 300 yards.
Yeah.
Like, he went farther toppling than he did on the snowboard.
Did he go through any brush, anything like
that? No, he somehow stayed on the asphalt, which is probably worse.
Nice.
Yeah, he was beat to hell. So that trip was done.
Yeah. Well, you guys have seen, like, the new fad of, in the summertime, they
Blood
buy those...
Shucking?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
They buy those big rolls of, like, plastic, like, trash bag plastic.
And then KY it?
And they, well, just soap and water, and
that's
they make
what
the water
does.
Slide out of it.
Yeah.
It's a slip and slide party.
Yeah. Every year for, he has
He's
a birthday
got, like,
party.
A 500-foot tarp, I think it is.
At least quite
literally
that big,
everyone
it's
is doing that now, and it looks like so much fun.
Let's
and
do
I would really do it.
I mean, we've done it.
I did one in Springfield.
Many times.
I have not done it. And I would like
did you wheelchair and all, or
did
just...
Did somebody throw you?
No, I stayed at the bottom and just sat on my hands.
JD Jackman.
Pyramid, and everybody came down the slide and knocked us all down.
So, JD, what do you do, like, when a parking lot's real icy? Like, how do you get traction?
He puts chains on his
wheelchair. It's a tire chain.
I'll wait for you to say, like, this is a Michelin wheelchair.
This is my all-terrain tire.
It'll actually go on ice fairly well.
Yeah?
It just don't stop worth the shit.
So I was kind of curious.
No. You know, well, whenever people like run and then they slide and they think they're all cool, do you do that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That just means the next
outside,
time this is happening, I'm spinning your ass in circles.
I've got our next field trip. Steinway will be open soon.
Parking lot with JD.
So we got to go to Steinway, all of us. Strap on our ice skates and take JD out in the ice.
I can't skate.
We can pass you back and forth.
You don't have to. You just have to hold on to JD.
I don't have to do shit.
You think they got those, like, crippled people ski things that you sit down in? And
no.
I have no idea.
Toboggan?
No. Motherfucker. They play hot.
Yes, bathtub.
Bobsled?
So we need, like, a wheelchair sled for JD.
They have wheelchair hockey.
Please send
what?
It to you.
Yeah.
That sounds busy.
I would buy season tickets.
Yeah.
That sounds like bumper cars.
That's a hockey player.
If it's anything like wheelchair basketball, it can get violent, but then they kick JD out.
They kicked you out of murder ball?
No, they kicked me out of basketball.
Oh.
Why?
I flipped like six guys.
Because you're probably a murder ball?
Uh-huh.
You're just competitive.
There's a wheelchair hockey league.
Understand.
Holy crap. Dude,
why don't you fuckers believe me?
Just buy the tickets now.
We need to know.
I mean,
the
other day.
I just wanted a picture of this shit.
I said, yeah, how the fuck you think Ricky Bobby won that race in reverse?
He didn't.
Why do they have a reverse gear?
I don't know.
To put them in the trailers.
Are they required to have it?
Like, yeah, because it's a stock car.
Okay.
It has to have that.
That makes sense.
But it's to put them in and out of the trailers.
Well, I realize they have a lot of goofball-ass rules. None of those cars are stock anything.
Yeah.
But whatever.
A thousand fucking horses.
What are we going out on?
Oh, boy.
Not yawning.
Acid?
Nope.
I mean, not acid.
The heroin!
Oh,
no, sport
the
that
cocaine?
You want to see
Happy
people
heroin.
In wheelchairs competing in.
Yeah.
That's a solid one.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, what was it? Read it again.
Sport you want to see people in wheelchairs
competing. Can I just tell a story about something stupid?
The wheelchair hockey league is bullshit. They're all in wheelchairs, not fucking ice skating things. This is horseshit, Jody.
All right, I'm gonna go first. Water polo.
Lacrosse.
We can't kick. How the fuck are we supposed to swim?
Yeah, I know.
That'd be so funny.
So you just want
you to... You are evil. That's why people don't like Muslims.
Oh! And we just went there.
Oh, who's man. Racist now?
Sorry, had to.
I actually do feel a little bad about that.
Team.
Where
you push the hoop with
yeah.
the stick?
What, in like 1930s land?
Like a hula hoop?
When yeah. I was
it's
a young girl.
It's not a hula hoop, it's like a flat hoop.
I saw the ropes as far as the eye can see.
What was it called? Synchronized swimming.
I was going to say that!
You sick bastard.
You stole mine!
What the shit?
I mean, yeah. It would be
you like metal.
Is treading water a sport?
I definitely would like to see them do polo with real horses.
Apparently,
their legs just flopping around.
Apparently, that doesn't work real well. JD did this a few weeks ago.
No, I mean, I want them to actually hook the wheelchair up to the top of a horse and play polo.
Oh, no, this is a fucking horrible idea.
I have an idea. Technically, if you're on a horse and you can't use your legs, doesn't that make you a centaur?
Hey!
Oh!
Last night.
Oh my god, JD is a centaur!
Last night I text JD and told him that we're gonna dress his wheelchair up as a chariot and attach him to a horse. He's like, that's a fucking terrible idea. That's a big damn bastard. He's like, how about a fucking donkey? A goat. Goat. I'm like, no, I'll settle for a pony.
Can we just get like a dog or something?
You know like how they set the little basket on the elephants?
Why don't you just do a mini horse?
I mean, they're derpy ass dog sergeant. Probably just run around and fucking pull them all over the damn place.
Happily.
Yeah, he would just be thrilled.
In circles because he's like, what's attached to me? What's attached to me?
Just chasing himself around. Chasing me dizzy as fuck.
There's the ball.
I live dizzy.
He's such a good dog. He's so derpy.
Just ball?
Mm-hmm. What sport?
Jousting.
That's actually like a real one that could happen. Just wheelchair jousting.
Derek just won the show.
We're gonna need two boxing gloves and really long poles. I've got the wheelchairs.
JD, what's yours?
I don't really have a sport that would be fun, but since I grew up riding horses and competing and that kind of shit, I got drunk the other day and decided I could still rope. And I went team roping.
He cannot. Spoilers.
Actually, I still can. I still can. I get on this horse and come out and heal the cow. And as they continue to drag the cow, I did not wrap the rope around the horn like you're supposed to.
Oh.
And it just drug his cripple ass down the road.
That's not even funny.
That's nearly tragic.
That's pretty funny.
That's horrible. If you would have saw it, you'd have laughed.
Oh, I would have.
And I would have pointed.
As soon as he told me, I cried. I was laughing so fucking hard. I want to see ski high jump.
You know what?
I don't. It's not a sport.
Dude, honestly, you could probably land it. Like,
yeah.
That kid that did like the 240-foot front flip on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you can legitly do.
There's guys on like the Nitro Circus. They started doing like a tour, and they have a guy in a wheelchair, and he does the most ridiculous shit. In a wheelchair, like they'll go off a ramp in a motorcycle, and then he'll follow him down that fucking ramp, and then like do backflips in his goddamn wheelchair.
It's insane.
Have you guys ever seen him land it and roll off though?
Yeah, that's it just looks.
You should do circus.
So painful.
Circus tightrope walking with little marionettes.
What?
I'm not gonna be a goddamn puppet.
Yeah, like
we talked about that last week.
Dance, bitch, dance.
Mike, what's yours?
The half pipe.
Google that shit.
That's totally
watch it. Google it. It's rad.
Well, my day has been made. I'm leaving. See you guys. I have YouTube to watch. I'm going to have to kill the recording now because I'm taking my phone away.
All right.
Hold on. Before we get the whole me getting drugged behind a cow thing, wouldn't be as bad as it is, except for it happened before I was in a wheelchair, too.
It was just pleasant memories all over again.
I've never been one to let go.
I would like you to see you go down that
Says every girl you've ever dated. No.
That'd be neat.
Says every girl Chris has ever dated.
Hey!
That's what all I have later. To say about that.
Shmoop.
Shmoople.
Shmoople.
Sounds like a fucked up ice cream.
Well, I love that word.
Pretty much wraps us up for Spitball Podcast episode 71. So this week we had...
Car.
Jesse.
Mary.
Derek.
JD.
Robert.
Mike.
And I'm Johnny. Our guest was Nasira.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
We're leaving.
Bye.
We're leaving.
Good day.
Kim was here too.
Hey.
Yeah, she showed up. She was really loud.
Then
bitch.
I yelled at her.
Yeah.
Normal, typical day.
She pulled a phone out of my ass.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Gross.
And good night.
Mine.
Hail Satan!